sponsored ads. Hello, do you like audiobook? Get free audiobook. Link in the description below.
Somehow, when we talk about human behavior change, particularly health, we think it's got to be hard. It's got to be about deprivation. It's got to be about punishment. It can't be easy, right? How could it be easy? So we make it hard. So we say on January the 1st, right, I'm going spinning 4 times a week this year in the gym. And you know what? You do it for a week. You do it for 2 weeks. But when motivation falls, as it always does, suddenly you'll no longer do it. And I know you've had BJ on the show, and I think it's always worth a recap. Why making something easy is so important is because we overly rely on motivation. We think motivation will last forever. We make our health plans. What we do, Drew, is that we don't understand that motivation, and BJ calls it a motivation wave. So motivation comes up, motivation comes down. We make our health plans at the peak of the motivation wave, but I would say you should make them at the trough of the wave. Because then on those days when you're busy, when you're stressed out, when you don't have time, when your motivation is right down, you will still do a behavior if it is easy to do.
Many of you, as I have been, as I am, are where you are in your life based upon what you believe. And it's not just what you think you believe on the surface, it's also your shadow beliefs that are holding you back from moving into the life that you believe you deserve. What I know is if you're not looking at the shadows, if you're not looking at what is subconsciously running through the tape in your mind, telling yourself you're not good enough, you're not worthy enough, you're not smart enough, you're not enough, which is a tape that's playing for a lot of people. If you're not conscious of that, then you end up acting out of that belief system and not out of what you know to be the truest or want to be the truest for yourself. You don't become what you want because so much of wanting is about living in the space of what you don't have. I believe those things are going to come to me and I'm going to act like they are. So I'm going to move forward in my life in order to draw that to myself in such a way that my actions are in alignment with what I say I believe. So if you start to think about that, really, why are you where you are in your life? The choices that you have made have been because of what you believe to be true for yourself.
One of my favorite ways to start is looking at what we value. And values are a very intangible word. And so there's a very easy way to figure out what you value. There's two things you have to look at. You look at how you spend your money, the most painful thing you can possibly do. Go through your bank statement and look at where your money is being spent. That is what you value. The other thing that we spend, just like we spend money, is how we spend our time. Those are the two most perfect ways to see what you currently value. Your value isn't what's in your head, isn't what's in your heart, it isn't what's in your mind. It's how you spend your money and how you spend your time. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, where am I currently spending my time and where do I want to spend it? Now, studies also show that everyone has to go to work, so this isn't about what you do for work. People who had more meaningful, purposeful lives and were healthier, wealthier, and wise invested their time in education over entertainment.
Life isn't meant for you to always be happy. It's meant for you to go through things. It's meant for you to evolve and elevate yourself as a person. Things that happen bad in your life are not who you are. It's the reaction to those bad things that really makes you who you are. Can you be relied upon in a crisis when things don't look good? Who are you inside, really? Yes, there are things in life that will have you down, may have you stressed and depressed, but don't let them keep you there. Those are the moments who make us really who we are. You have to see the life that you want. You have to believe that you can be something that you're not right now. You can be better. You can do better. No, you may have not made the best decisions in life, but you can't live in regret.
You know, when your motivation's up, Drew, you'll do anything. If you're super motivated to make a change, yeah, you'll go running 45 minutes a day. Fine. The problem is when motivation runs out, you'll stop doing it. So I think rule number one is you've got to start small. Okay, and I've seen that over and over again. Rule number two is where do you put that habit in the day? And a lot of people don't think about the placement of that habit. They think, oh, I'll do it. Oh, I heard a podcast. I heard a Broken Brain show about meditation, right? So they get inspired. They go, right, I'm going to meditate. But they don't have a system. They think, A, they make it too hard sometimes. They say, I'm going to meditate for half an hour a day, which again is unrealistic for most beginners. But then they don't spend any time thinking about where is this going to go in my day? And where you put that habit in your day is very important. So every single human behavior needs a trigger to actually do the behavior. You know, we're having a conversation right now. To do that, we needed a trigger. Now, the trigger might have been our memory. I must remember to meditate. Okay, now that works. It just happens to be a very unreliable trigger. So if you are relying on that to do your health behavior, it's probably not going to work for a lot of the time. The next form of trigger is a notification or a reminder, like a post-it note on the fridge or a pop-up on your phone. But the very best form of trigger is when you stick on your new behavior onto an existing behavior that you are already doing without thinking about it. So you stick on the new behavior onto a habit that you already have.
The smartest, the wealthiest, the most healthiest, the wisest people in the world were reading books, watching documentaries, taking courses, listening to podcasts, learning to better themselves. And so that's the first place to start. The second place, when we look at that value audit, is I want you to write down three things that you're currently pursuing in life. It might be a promotion, it might be a new home, whatever it is that you are currently pursuing. And then I want you to ask this question. Is that your desire and your dream, or is it coming from something outside of you? Is it coming from a pressure of a family member? Is it coming from an expectation because your friend just bought something? Where is that desire truly coming from? And the third and final question you want to ask yourself is, do I still want to pursue that, or do I want to change how I pursue it, or do I not want to pursue it at all? And if you go through that three-step questioning process, you'll get to the truth of what you truly want to pursue and stop yourselves from building a sandcastle, which the waves of time will eventually wash away.
There's always something good that can come from bad. Why would you live a life with a negative mindset, with a negative attitude, when this life is great and you can become someone great? Just by the way you think, act, or react to things that happen to you. Everybody fundamentally has the same reality that you have, but we all don't react the same to things that happen to us. Deep down inside, there's greatness in each and every one of us. It depends on you if you find that greatness. But I tell you what, it's inside of you, and it's burning to come out.
I work out for 5 minutes every morning, and I don't think I missed a day in about 3 years, okay? Why? Because every morning I make myself a coffee. I don't need a reminder on my phone to say, make a coffee. Right? I don't need my PA to phone me and say, Rogan, you must remember to make your coffee today. No, I'm going to do that. That's a habit. That's imprinted in. So when I weigh out my coffee beans and I put them in the French press and I put a timer on for 4 or 5 minutes whilst it's brewing, I don't go on Instagram. I don't go on email. I do a 5-minute bodyweight workout in my kitchen, in my pajamas, right? Now that's so important. That's why I haven't missed a workout for 3 years. I don't have to decide what workout I'm doing. I don't need to drive to a gym. So all these potential decisions that become procrastination and become a reason to back out of the behavior, I don't have. I just get it done. And you know, most people would consider me to be in pretty reasonable shape, and I don't go to gyms, but I do a 5-minute workout every day. And so I've really incorporated that. I've made it easy and I've stuck it on to an existing behavior.
Sponsored ads. Hello, do you like audiobook? Get free audiobook. Link in the description below.